Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Tuesday, our first one of the 2022-2023 high school sports season. We'll visit with Rock Ridge junior golfer Hannah Graves. She won the Mercer County invite over the weekend. She's having a great individual season, and the Rockets are putting together a great run as a team as well. They also won the team title this past weekend, and again, Hannah Graves winning the individual medalist honors. We'll hear from her right after this on WRMJ.
People have been buying and leasing vehicles from Zimmerman Honda for over a decade, but did you know they'll also buy your used vehicle? Stop in at Zimmerman Honda or call 76 Honda to schedule a house call. It's a quick and easy way to score some cash. They'll appraise your vehicle and cut a check the same day. If you have a balance, they'll pay off the loan and give you a check for the difference. Now's the time. If you need some extra cash, Zimmerman Honda will pay top dollar for your used vehicle.
Zimmerman Honda. Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This is our first high school sports spotlight of the 2022-2023 school year. Who gets that honor? Rock Ridge junior golfer Hannah Graves turned in a great round at the Mercer County invite this past weekend, played over at Valley View, shot an 84. You had a good day, Hannah Graves. You finished first individually, and your team won the event. So first up, just tell us a little bit about your round last Saturday in winning the individual medalist honors.
All right. Well, let me tell you, the first part was just a bit rough. I hit it, popped up my drive, and then I automatically just hit in. So I was like, uh-oh, this might not go as hot as I thought I would. So I ended up going out of there with first hole with a triple. And then the next hole, I hit straight into fescue, no-mo. I was like, uh-oh, this could be trouble, but luckily I had a good group who was keeping me happy with it. And I mean, if I didn't have a good group, it would have been a lot harder to keep a positive attitude. So, I mean, a lot goes towards that group. It was a ton of fun, and they eventually helped me pull through again.
So there's a mental game to all of this, and it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So how did you recover from that round then? The beginning of the round.
Eventually, I started parring more, and I mean, it just that you get 2 or 3 seconds to be mad at yourself, and I had a couple birdies too that day, so that helped me to get a couple strokes back for what I had at the beginning, and then it just, I mean, that hole is behind you. You just have to focus on the next hole going forward.
Well, the Rockets have had a pretty good year in girls golf. So just tell us a little bit about this team coming through and putting in some good numbers. What do you think so far?
Oh, I'm super excited about this year. I mean, having Amelia and Kylie and my sister and Anna, just all the girls this year have been just so good, so fantastic. I mean, if somebody has a bad day, then if somebody has a bad day, then you can just trust one of those girls to come back. And I mean, Chloe's put some really good scores in there too. She's come a long way since last year. I mean, so if you have a bad day, it's just nice to be able to trust somebody to have your back.
Yeah. And so what was it? You tied the low team round, right? For 18 holes. Was that this past weekend? So what'd you, I think 372, that's some kids shooting some pretty good golf.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, our team did really well that day.
All right, so you said a sister. Yeah, a little sister. A little sister's on the team. Does she ever bug you at all? Come on. Or is it always sisterly love all the time, right?
Oh, I would definitely say that it's, I mean, if I can play with her, I would love to play with her. And, I mean, there's always that. I mean, there's the sister bickers, but that makes it fun.
So how does it work that dad is head football coach? Is that right? And then daughters play golf. How does that equation work then?
Oh, it's he makes it to as much as he can. And I mean, he took on the head football coach job back again this year. So, I mean, we all sat down and we talked about it and what would happen. And we were super excited that he got to pick it back up again. I mean, I love him being the head coach. It's super fun. And he does a really good job with it.
All right.
So
well,
we just like having him Yeah,
I cut you off, but he has to be awfully proud of what's going on so far this fall. So what are the hopes and ambitions? We're talking to you on the 6th day of September. I know once the golf season starts, man, it goes by quickly in the fall. So what are you looking for here in the fall of 2022? What are the hopes and ambitions for you individually and for this team, you think?
For the team, I would definitely like to make it really far with them. I mean, I think that we have a chance to. If everybody is on that day, then we can definitely make it out of regionals. I mean, I'm super excited for postseason this year.
And what about your individual game? You look at that. I mean, are there certain things you want to work on as the regular season progresses?
Definitely putting in short game. That's where I lose everything.
All right. Well, congratulations. You win the individual medalist honor this past Saturday at the Mercer County Invite, and the team wins the title as well. And keep your little sister in line at Rock Ridge, Hannah Graves. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.